Today, at the federal court in Concord, lawyers made opening statements in a case involving a Manchester woman accused of lying about her role in the 1994 Rwanda genocide. NHBR's Dan Gorenstein went to court, and he's here to tell us what happened on the first day. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Brady.
So first off, what is this case all about?
Lies. Both sides are accusing the other of lying. The prosecutor's whole case revolves around what Beatrice Munyenyezi, the Manchester resident, did or didn't do during a 100-day period in Rwanda when an estimated 800,000 people died. The government prosecutors say that she, quote, encouraged killers to kill and rapists to rape. And they went on to say that their witnesses will make it clear that Munyenyezi, quote, acted enthusiastically in these events. Then, after she fled Rwanda, the government alleges that Munyenyezi repeatedly lied on U.S. documents trying to gain U.S. citizenship, which she ultimately successfully did. So she's actually being charged for lying on these documents. The defense, of course, disputes these charges vehemently.
And what is the defense's side of the argument here?
Well, in their opening statement, one of Munyenyezi's lawyers said he agreed this is about lies, but the lies that the government witnesses are being coached to tell in court. What her lawyer said is that while the government paints a picture of a horrific killer, Munyenyezi's lawyers say that she was holed up trying to stay safe and she was pregnant with twins and all at the same time trying to take care of her two-year-old. Munyenyezi's lawyers say that their client is a political target of the current Rwandan regime for making statements that sort of publicly challenge the accepted narrative that the majority ethnic Hutus committed the genocide against the minority Tutsis. Her lawyers called the current Rwandan president a thug who goes after political enemies like Munyenyezi.
How strong does this case look that the federal government is bringing here?
I mean, look, Brady, on its face, it looks like they've got a really strong case. U.S. prosecutors are flying in multiple eyewitnesses from Rwanda who say that Munyenyezi participated in the rape and the murder. The prosecution's first witness, a 37-year-old woman named Esperance Kayange, was on the stand saying that she saw Munyenyezi at a so-called checkpoint where Tutsis were caught and slaughtered.
So you have a witness putting her there. That sounds fairly convincing.
No, you're right. It does. But in opening statements, Munyenyezi's lawyers were quick to point out that Esperance Kayange has participated in multiple genocide crime trials in her life back in 97 and again in 2001. All in all, she's been, quote, under oath for 2 weeks of her life, and she's never mentioned Beatrice before. Munyenyezi's lawyers think that's strange, and they point out this seeming inconsistency is proof that the government's witnesses are sort of spinning these tales.
Okay, where do we go from here, then?
Well, there's no doubt this is going to be a long trial. There are multiple witnesses who don't speak English as their first language. We've got a team of three interpreters. The estimates are this is going to take anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks.
Dan Gorenstein, thanks so much.
Brady, thank you.